said that the reason for the Adikas Chametz is in order not to be over by Rav by Matzai. I already stressed that this din of Adikas Chametz is a huge chiddush that a person has to go check. Rashi says in order not to be over by Rav by Matzai. In Rashi's mashma, that's how the Ran learned him. Rashi was for sure also saying a deraisa digger gather. I mean, the rice in order not to be over by Rav Matzai, you have to go check. Why should by Rav Matzai be a reason why I have to go check? It's either we started off with the Mekor Chaim, with the Nesivis, because it's a Vedikus Talon. And he's about as an Isra in the Torah, they know that a Chometz around, so go take the necessary precautions to go make sure you won't have. Or yesterday we saw in the Ran that it's much more than that. It's a din in the Etzem Mechayiv of by Rav Matzai is Mechayiv a person that he has to go ahead and do Vedikus Chometz. Those are the two studim why Kadesh Lelav or is Mechayev you to go do a Bedika. However, there's no shayla about it that in the Mishnah itself is Nichlal Achiev, even if you did Bittul already, even if it's only not a device to take a Chiev. How do we know that, by the way? Because the Gemara says all over, including that Dalam and Beis, that when a person does Bittul, you still have to do Bedika's Chametz. The Gemara says, first, you have to have one, even though you did Bittul. How do the Gemara know that, by the way? Maybe if a guy does Bittul, you not have to do Bedika. And just on the Zach, like Morrison, not the Alma Beis, if you did Bittul, Midraisa, it's Sagile, but Midrabbanan, you have to do Bedika. That's what ladies are believed. Who told you you have to do Midrabbanan? Maybe Taka, if you did Bittul, maybe Taka, you have to do Bedika. There it says, because the Mishnah's Mashma, all cases, the Mishnah's Mashma, or Allah Ba'al, so why is it you have to do Bedika? So it could be that the Mishnah, when Rashi brings down the Lelav, Rashi's saying that the Raisa did together, but there's no shayla about it, that La Halacha, the Mishnah's coming to say you have in all circumstances. And here's the big mystery, so why you have? Maisa, at the end of the day, why you chayav midrabanan even if you did bittul? I'll ask you in the following nosach. I have stated in Rashi that the reason why you chayav to do bedikah is because you did lava by Rabbi Motz. I took care of it. I did bittul. So we spent the last 2 days explaining the derisa that could gather of the Rashi. Either it's bedikah stalayim, or we said it's a higher than we proved from the Ran yesterday with all the nafkaminas of the Ran, with all the rate of the orgodol. That's all true. The night at the end of the day is also a chiyum midrabanan. The question is, why is there a chiyum midrabanan? Kadesh lelav, I took care of it, I did bittul. Rashi doesn't address it. So I sent you today in the Ma'amar Kremes a string of possibilities of why the Rabbanan said that even though you did bittul, even though you midrashi took care of by Roy, you still have to do bittul. It's a whole range of possibilities. The Ran says two of them. Tut Mahalchava, the Ran says, is A, because you're afraid the guy's not going to be do bittul with a leg shalim. Guy goes ahead and says, Kochamir, Kochamir, Dika, Vishusei. And he doesn't mean it with a lev shalom. He doesn't mean it with a full heart. We're going to talk a mitzvah on the Dalam of Beis, Barachova, what is Bittul? What do you mean that a guy doesn't mean it with a full heart? He said, I'm going to make Bittul. It's Tarsha Balev in Advarim. A guy goes in to make something hefker. He can go ahead and say, I didn't mean it. So what does it mean to say that the guy didn't mean it? He said it's Bittul's Bottle. Dove is at Sarachi and Moed. We'll have to see. Rakhavon the Ran says that you can't rely on Bittul 100% because people didn't mean it with a full heart. Why is it called Rosh Avalev? He said Bittul, he meant Bittul. The Ran says a second shot because it's a Gzera Shabbi Avalachle, so you can't rely on the Bittul, the guy might come to eat it. The Bartanura I printed out for you says, interesting shot, that the guy might be Chayzer from the Bittul. He made a Bittul, but he might change his mind. Also, interesting stuff. What do you mean you could change your mind? How can you go change your mind? Guy makes a chalos, he can change your mind. For example, if he the shittas of Rishonim that hold that the gather of Bittul is Hefker, the guy can back out of Hefker after he made it Hefker. What do you mean you change your mind? What do you mean you backed out of it? Adav Tzorchi and Gadol. Hakapar Mazesh Tein, the Rav Batanura, that the guy can back out of it. Rabbeinu Peres brings down Rabbeinu Yechiel, he says a different shot. Rabbanu will worry that the guy will forget about Bittul. Bittul's not a big task. Bittul is a constant task. Nobody's going to forget to do it. Bittul, a person may forget. What types of chashas there are Rabbanans? Like I said, either he won't do it with a full heart, or Shami Avalachloi, or because of this, or because of that, as they stay in all the Rishayim. So Zach is like this. So what do we do with Rashi? Rashi for sure was Ungenomen, and we saw yesterday the Ran took on like that. Rashi was operating for sure on a derisive because of who is the Rabbanan? But there's a Chiyah Bedika if he did Bittul, even if he took care of Bayra. Rashi says, you do Bedika, Kadesh Lalav Bayra. What happens if I took care of the Bayra? I still have to do Bedika. That's before Shigmar and Dalam and Beis. That's the whole parak, by the way. So what are you going to tell me? These chashashas. And where does Rashi speak about it? So there are those, Achrayim, Pnei Yeshua, and others, who want to say that when Rashi says, he means these chashashas. you're going to, what do you call it, you might back out of it, you might change your mind, you might not really meant it, you might forget about it. When Rashi says about your own, by your motzei, he's operating on a derisa level, he's operating on a derabana level. It could be. It's a derisa. I want to shtel the shayla. Rashi, interestingly enough, doesn't discuss what the second level chashas are. He doesn't say, we have this chash, we have that chash. He says that the reason why we do it is because they love it by Rabbi Matze. Say to him, what happens if I took care by Rabbi Matze? It also chayv. Why? Rashi doesn't address it anywhere. I thought by Midar Sheni. So I said, I'm repeating again. There are those who want to stoop it around to the Rashi. And Rashi says, by Rabbi Matze, he's covering all these chashas. By the way, not the chash of Shemi Yavalachoy. Shemi Yavalachoy doesn't fit into Rashi. He's covering all these other chashas. You need to do bidiko because by Rabbi Matze. Why do you need to do by Rabbi Matze? Because maybe this, maybe that, maybe Ahim, maybe you won't do the middle properly, etc., 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 etc. It's a deichik. The Zohar of the Pshat is, what's carved to Pshat is a different Pshat in Rashi. If you ask me why, when you took care of by Rabbi Matze, if you ask me why, when you took care of by Rabbi Matze, if you ask me, so why taka, do you need to do a bedika? There's all that lachshoshes, a whole list of lachshoshes. This one said that one, made a prayer to the guy, I forget to do people. I change his mind, I might do it with a full heart, I might come to eat it. There's no mention in Rashi in any way besides talking about any of these things. He doesn't discuss it there, I'm going to weird zach. Pshat's a different pshat, Gansen. Pshat's like this. And as this thing unwinds, we'll see the nafkaminas of the longest. Pshat's a different pshat completely. And what I'm saying is, we saw a carvel pshat, the kachki baldi rabbi, so this is what Rashi means. Rashi Bechal not addressing the rabbi, and Rashi Bechal doesn't talk, he doesn't mean the pshoshas anywhere. Pshat's like this. Places, on the Avira Mabez, I asked you to see today, is a landmark mission over there. Mishnah over there says, Rabbi Yehuda Baitkin or Yudal Bidal Chachas B'Shasa. Rabbi Yehuda says, there are three times when you're supposed to do B'dikas Chametz. It means if you don't do the first, you don't do it at night, do it in the morning. And if you don't do it in the morning, do at the sixth hour, at the end of the sixth hour, which is the time when the Yisr kicks in. Chacham Maim Lebadak or Yudal Yitok B'Yudal, Lebadak Yudal Yitok B'Toych HaMoyed. Lebadak B'Toych HaMoyed Yivdek L'Ach HaMoyed. Broke out of them, Achlikis Rashi Taisus. Rashi learns that Moyed and B'toich HaMoyed means till the night time. B'toich HaMoyed says Rashi at the sixth hour. Shem Moyed up here, which is the rise of the good time. L'ach HaMoyed means from the 6 hours till the night time. On Yom Tov itself, you don't do B'dika. Tosfos over here argues ferociously. And he says it can't be. Then he says, of Moyed HaGazach, V'Rashi L'Rotzel L'Forash Kain, they should perish by Mishnah the Boit Kim Shalayava Bayro. More of the Ketesis. Ketesis says, Shita's Ketesis is that B'toich HaMoyed means you have to do B'dikas Chametz. It means like the guy didn't do B'dikas Chametz when he was supposed to, do it the next day. You don't do it the next day, do it in Yom Tov. You don't do it in Yom Tov, do it after Yom Tov, slowly. Rashi learns, no, you don't do it after Yom Tov. It means like this, it's L'shitosa. Your Baal Rashi didn't want to learn that you do it after Yom Tov. He learned that the word Moyed didn't mean Yom Tov. Moyed means the sixth hour. Al-Achra Moyed means the sixth hour till the night. That's it. Tosfos learns Moyed means Yom Tov. Al-Achra Moyed means even after Yom Tov. I want to explain Baruch Olam. You have Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. If a person didn't do B'dikas Chametz, you have to do B'dikas Chametz after Yom Tov. Tosfos says you have to do B'dikas Chametz after Yom Tov because the word Moyed means Yom Tov. Al-Achra Moyed means after Yom Tov. No. What are you doing B'dikas Chametz after Yom Tov on? I'm Pshat, first of all. What are you searching for? Chametz Shavuot or Pesach. Chametz Shavuot or Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. And you bought Chametz Shavuot or Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. Mele, you have to do B'dikas Chametz even after Pesach. That's what Tosfos says. Moyed and L'Achra Moyed. Rashi argues. Rashi says, no, you do not do B'dikas Chametz after Pesach. So Tosfos, why? A very lumpish Tosfos. Because Rashi, he's still suing. He's a Moyedik Rashi, a Moyedik Tosfos. Tosfos says, it's Rashi L'Shitosei. Why is it Rashi L'Shitosei? Rashi, the Rosh Parshkim, he appears by Mishnah, the Moyedik Mishnah, the Abba Ra. Moyedik Mishnah, Tosfos, still so L'Shitosei. Yibalt Rashi holds. Yibalt Rashi holds that what? That the reason why you do B'dikas Chametz is because of Bayer Rabbi Matzei. The reason why you do B'dikas Chametz is because of Bayer Rabbi Matzei. Bayer Rabbi Matzei doesn't apply after Yom Tov. It means Chametz Avah Pesach is also Bachilo. Maybe it's also Bahanoah, but it doesn't go Bayer Rabbi Matzei and Chametz Avah Pesach. Eilas says, this is a massive shtickle Torah. Rashi L'Shitosu who holds that the reason why you do B'dikas Chametz is because of Bayer Rabbi Matzei doesn't apply after Yom Tov. So the word Lachra Moyed can't mean after Yom Tov, so Moyed has to be after the sixth hour. Hashenkin, what does he mean to Fioris? Hashenkin, according to me, Tosfos, that the reason why you do B'dikas Chametz is why is because Shem Yavol Achloi. Shem Yavol Achloi applies even after Yom Tov, because albeit it's true that Chometz Shavu all of a Pesach is not chayv by Rov by Matzah, but you're not allowed to eat it. Mainly, you have a motivation and a reason and a sibah for the Takana to go do B'dikas Chometz even after Pesach to go search out the Chometz that was left over after Pesach. That's why you saw Tosfos over there in Daf Yoram Beis. One second. Are they saying Tosfos of Yoram Beis that the B'dikas Chometz that you do could be even after Pesach? L'shitasoi, Tosfos makes sense as l'shitasoi, because the Shem Yavolach, L'shem Yavolach will apply as even Chometz after Pesach. But Rashi l'shitasoi, who says in the Mishnah, Tosfos is quoting our Rashi. Rashi l'shitasoi, who says in the Mishnah, that the reason why you do B'dikas Chometz, l'avu b'ayro matzah, it can't be after Pesach, because after Pesach there's no b'ayro matzah, Chometz after Pesach, and therefore Rashi changes the word what Mayim means. Mayim means up till the 6th hour of the night, slowly. Frech the Marshal, frech the Helik Rechach Mishlema. Akasha, he said, I don't understand. That Mishnah over there is not talking about only the Daraisa de Kachiv. Listen to how the Marshal asks a kasha on Tosfos. In fact, the Marshal, I don't understand. What are you Tosfos and Abiyah Rabbeinu saying that Rashi holds you can't have a Chiv B'dika after Yom Tov because after Yom Tov is not by your own, the whole Chiv is by your own? In fact, the Helik of Marshal, that the Rashi says that the Chiv is by your own is Midaraisa. Midaraisa, the Chiv B'dika is by your own. But Haloi, after this Bitol, is a chiyuv the rabbanon, and why is it a chiyuv the rabbanon? Shem Yavol Lachloi. The Mashal takes on something very interesting. He takes on the late Rashi, who holds that the reason why you do b'dikas is because by Rabbi Matzeh. That explains that the Raisa did a b'dika when you didn't do a bittul. But if you did a bittul to take care of by Rabbi Matzeh, so why you have to do b'dika? He says because Shem Yavol Lachloi, like Tosfos. He doesn't mean the Ran's pshat because the guy is not going to do with a full heart. He doesn't mean the Ratzon Ur because the guy is going to be chayzer. He doesn't mean Rabbeinu Yechiel in the Rabbeinu Paris because the guy is going to forget to do bittul. He says because of Shem Yavol Lachloi. No, it's Shem Yavol Lachloi. So the whole shitase of Tosfos collapses. I want to point out why this Mashal is critical for us. The Mashal took on in his kasha that Rashi says by us that the reason why you do b'dikas chometz is kedeshal levavu by Rabbi Matzeh. It's a derisive dikar reason. We'll call it Toloim, okay? In order to avoid being over by Rabbi Matzah, you have to go do a B'dika. But what about after you did B'dika, we took care of by Rabbi Matzah, why do you have to do B'dika Chometz? Hello, the mission is generic, the mission is in all cases. The answer is, because you have a Shem Yavol Achloi. So the whole Lashitasa, Tosfos collapses. It means Mashal's asking, the Mashal's touching at a sensitive point, which is, again, everything's spoken about the last 2 days. You have a Tosfos. Tosfos said a Rashi Lashitasa. That according to Rashi, the reason why you do B'dika is because of Bayer Rabbi Matzeh, so it can't apply to Chometz Shavuot HaPesach. In fact, the Mashal, the Rashi is in the Daraisadik world. In the Daraisadik world, you do B'dika because of Bayer Rabbi Matzeh. In the Rabbanadik world, that's the reason why you do B'dika. In the Rabbanadik world, you do B'dika because of Shem Yavol Achloi. Shem Yavol Achloi does apply after Tosfos. So the whole Lashitasa of Tosfos, he has the cash on Tosfos. The Lashitasa of Tosfos collapses. Now, I could answer the Marshal's kasha, Balabatish, and say he's wrong. The reason why this is the Rabbanon like Rashi is not because of Shem Yavol Achloi. The reason why this is the Rabbanon like Rashi is because of Bayroa reasons. The guy won't do the Bittul properly. He'll back out of the Bittul. He'll forget to do Bittul. I could learn like that. I could answer the Marshal's kasha simplistically. And I could say that the kasha is a mistake. Who told the Marshal that the reason for the Rabbanon is because of Shem Yavol Achloi? You have information about that? There's no information about that. Maybe the Mashal is wrong. Maybe when Rashi says, by Matzeh, it's like the Bnei Yeshiva said, that the guy won't do a full-scale bittul. He won't do it with a full heart. And that's what Rashi meant to say. And that doesn't apply if the Pesach, because if the Pesach was not by Matzeh, maybe who told the interesting Mashal, the Mashal took on, that the Rashi is a derisa Rashi, but the Rabbanan the Kibbutika is because of Shem Yavol Achloi. And that does apply if the Yontif. So the Mashal is saying that there's a total collapse of the entire Lashitasa, that the Pesach, if you don't remember, said a collapse. There's no Lashitasa. So I could answer, I could argue on the Mashal, you could argue on the Helig Mashal, and I could say he's wrong, that the Sibah for the Rabbanan is by your dicker reasons. The Rabbanan said, obey is true, Bittul takes care of it. But maybe this, and maybe that, and maybe that. But the Mashal took on like that. What's important for me is the Mashal's status. Ever the Mashal, Avad and Avad, it's true. Be the rice of the reason is because of by your raw. Be the Rabbanan, the reason is not because of by your raw. The reason is because of Shabbat Yavol Achloi. Aye. So why did Tosfos on the Yudam and Beis say that Rashi L'shitasei holds that it doesn't apply to Chometz Shavuot HaPesach because there's no Vayiro? We're already in the world of Shem Yavol Achloi. Says the Mashal on the Yisoid. So for Mashal, Shem Yavol Achloi itself is not a reason to go be over Vayiro, to go make a Takana B'diko. So for Mashal, Shem Yavol Achloi itself is not a reason to go be Mesakin B'dikas Chometz. Shots like this, says the Mashal. Vibalt mitzad ba'yiro ba'yimotzi. This is the derisive reason to do B'dikas Chometz. So, Kemal and Chazal said like this. The etzem, to take care of Bayra by a matzah, there are two ways you can take care of Bayra and matzah. There are two ways to take care of Bayra and matzah. There are two ways to take care of Bayra and matzah. You can take care of Bayra and matzah by doing bittul. Bittul be'amasagim, whatever bittul means. We're going to spend many days on trying to understand what this thing called bittul is. Or you can take care of Bayra and matzah by doing bidika, like we spoke yesterday, with the big rage. Kemal and Chazal said, so bittul's enough. By the way, bittul's a lot easier than cleaning for Pesach. You do bittul and gandik. What's this bidika business? The answer is Chazal Shemi Yavolachli. Aba Vazvach Shemi Yavolachli. Says the Marshal Alam de Shavar. Shemi Yavolachli itself is not a siba to go make a chiyuv bidika. Shemi Yavolachli says that out of the two deraisa dika tracks, pick that track, not that track. Zok the Marshal. Lo Yitzur. There wouldn't be a thing called by Rabbi Matzis Mechayev B'dikas Chometz. Let's say, for example, I'll say in the Nusach of yesterday, B'dikas Chometz wouldn't do the job. So we'll say it that way. Let's say B'dikas Chometz wouldn't do the job. Or let's say there wouldn't be a Chiyuv Talon Bechal. So then Avada and Avada, Shami Avalach Leitzov, is not a reason to go be Mechayev B'dikas Chometz. And it sounds like this. B'dikas Chometz has the Raisa Dika roots. The Shroshim of B'dikas Chometz is Soliyav Avai Rotz, like Rashi says. Hi, there's other ways of doing by Rabbi Matzis. Here kicks in the Shema Yavala Achlai and says, pick track one and not track two. So Shema Yavala Achlai wasn't the Siba why there's a Chibadika. Shema Yavala Achlai was the reason why Chazal gave an Adifus, why Chazal gave a priority to utilize this way of taking care of Bayer Rav and Matzeh as opposed to the other way. There are two ways to deal with Bayer Rav and Matzeh. You can deal with Bayer Rav and Matzeh by doing Bedika. You can deal with Bayer Rav by doing Bittul. Kemal and Chazal said, what's the best way of doing it? The best way of doing it is by doing Bedika. Why? Because the other one is going to have a problem with Shem Yavul Achle. So it's not the Pshat, says the Mashal, the Hedlik Mashal, Mashal's a Kadmoim, says the Mashal, not the Pshat that the Geder Shem Yavul Achle is the Sibu for the Takana. Shem Yavul Achle, Lu Yitzur, there wouldn't be a track called Bedika Shem Yavul Achle, I'll say Shem Yavul Achle wouldn't do the job. Behind that, there's two tracks of how to take care of it, Midaraisa. Chazal went in and said, do this track, don't do that track. This Yisoid, by the way, today we have the Rabbeinu David. In the Krebitz is the Rabbeinu David. What? They didn't put it in? What? I would suggest, by the way, get a Rabbeinu, you should own a Rabbeinu David for this man. We're going to use it constantly. Rabbeinu David was one of the Rabbeinu of the Ran. It came when I was a buffer, the manuscript came out. It changed the whole Maseches Pesachim. Rabbeinu David, it's before Yerushalayim Sefer. It's good to hold it, unless your Krebitz has it. Rabbeinu David over here, we're going to use it as the man goes on over and over and over again. Rabbeinu David, he was from the school of the Ramban, the Ran, Rashba, that door. If you look in the introduction of the Sefer, if that's where your hobbies are, you'll see that they're able to date when it was written, because on Rabbeinu Yoina he says Zal, and on the Ramban it says Yoros. So it was written between the time that Rabbeinu Yoina died and the Ramban was still alive, which for those of you who don't know, is a gap of about 5 years, because Ramban came to Israel after Rabbeinu Yoina died. He lived there for 3 years. Ayin Shom Hated in the Hakdama, they were able to date it pretty much. It's Kedai to, since it doesn't interest any of you, so I'll move on. Nobody, not even Yarosh. What? Yarosh, I feel like happy that he's here. Doesn't get late. After Rabbeinu David brings the whole Patsh Karai here, back and forth, Rabbeinu David says, you should know, Hashem Yavul Achlai is not a Sibo. Rabbeinu David, why the Chazal made a Takrana? Rabbeinu David says, Hashem Yavul Achlai is a Sibo, like Chazal said, take care of the Bayiro this way and not that way. Atkan, Rabbeinu David says explicitly like the Marshal, that the role that the Hashem Yavul Achlai plays in the world of Rashi is not that it's the Siba, but rather it's a Siba why we pick this track of Bayra over the other track. So Mashal is a big idea. Because what the Mashal saying is, what the Mashal is, how could Tosfos say on Daf Yoreh Mevei is an Af Kamina Lalocha? Now the Fi Rashi, there's no Din of Bedikas Chometz after Pesach. Why? Because after Pesach there's no Bayra. Effect the Mashal, what do you mean? But Bedikas Chometz is not because of Bayra. Bedikas Chometz is because of Shem Yavol Achlo. Is that the Helik of Mashal? No. Even if the Bedikas Chometz is because of Shem Yavol Achlo, that's not the Siba for the Takana. The Siba for the Takana is that this is the way to deal with Bayra. This is the one that Chazal picked. The male of Ibal to Shirish goes back to Bayra. And after Pesach, there's no Bayra by Motze. Mela, there's the if the Pesach is no chiyuv of Bedikas Chometz at Kan Divrei HaMashal. As I stated before, Shemayin David also. If that's true, so I want to say a zach. which is the Pshat, the Pashup Pshat in Rashi in our Mishnah now. I want to use this Mashal. Now, like I said, I'm going to repeat again. The Mashal went with a Hanocha. The Mashal went with a Pashtus. That the reason why the Rashi is that the Rabbanon, even when you did Bittles, because you have a lost lady. I can argue on the Mashal. I can say no. The reason why this is the Rabbanon, because of other reasons. We have a Baltanura, we have a Pnei Yeshua, we have a Ran. We have a Ben Yechiel, we have other reasons. I don't need to be shoving myself to that, right? But what I want to steal from the Mashal, and today we have Rabbeinu David, it says it explicitly, is this idea. What did the Mashal say? The Mashal said that the Rabbanon de Kasiba, whatever it was, he grado was talking to Shem Yavalachle, okay? But the Rabbanon de Kasiba wasn't the Siba for the Bedika. The Siba for the Bedika is because by Rabbi Matzis Mechayev, Bedika or Bittel. Chazal said, which one should you do? A guy comes to the Rav and says, Rebbe, I have a Chibai Rabbi Matzis, but Rabbi Matzis says I have to do the necessary steps to get rid of it. Which one should I do? The Rav says, do Bedika. Why? Because of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But the gather of the chiyav is that you're doing it mitzad the chiyav the raisa. Just Chazal interfered and said that if Yibalt Ba'iro Ba'imotze allows for two tracks of how to address the Ba'iro Ba'imotze, which is the raisa of the dilemma. Chazal said it, and how should you do it? You should do it that way. So no, because I don't want to tie now. And that's why the Marshal said that, albeit it's true, perhaps it could be, that the Etzem Takana could apply if the Yom Tif. But the takana is not because of the Shem Yav Lachle, the takana is by Yeroidik. That's together. Just Chazal said, because of Chash A, B, and C, and D, pick this track and not that track. Lefizah, I want to say a Dover Niflo Lamita Shel Torah. I said it something very strange. I heard this once from Rav Moshe also. He said it without this whole Marshal, he said it by himself. Here's the Kasha, Samad the Maisa. Pedikas Chomets is Chayim Midarbonim. It's learned out of the Mishnah. Rashi nowhere explains why Mitzvah Yechayev. The Gemara said that even if he did Bittul Yechayev, correct? Rashi says, Shalav Abay Matzorazim. Fiat Vor Meil, it's Nifl Moriel. Rashi Taka doesn't explain anywhere. I said, what's he saying? Shalav Abay Rov Matzorazim. The answer is he meant it the Raisa de Kazach. The reason why Yechayev should do Bedikas Chometz is Kadei Shalav Abay Rov Matzorazim is in order that Abay Rov with all the raid we said the last 2 days. Either it's a Bedikas Teloyim, or it's the shot of the Tifa raid, and we said in the Ran yesterday with Reb Nochum that the Bayerol is Mechayev. It doesn't make a difference. That's the truth. That's Mechayev. Ferger Chakasha, now I'm going to ask. That's very nice. That's in the Reisendicker world. But in the Rabbonendicker world, where I did Bittel already, I took care of Bayerol once. There I said, no, you didn't take care of Bayerol once. Because the Rabbonend said that this is the way to take care of Bayerol once. So what Rashi says, I'm asking Kasha Rashi. Rashi says Azav, which is not true. What's my Kasha on Rashi? I want to teach how to learn a Rashi. Like Rashi, Rashi, the Rashi saying something is fundamentally not true. You tell me that Bedikas Chometz is take care of Bayer Rabbi Motzei? It's not true. You did Bedikas Chometz even when you did Bittel. You tell me sometimes Lachshoshes, so bring down Lachshoshes. The answer is no. Bedikas Chometz is to take care of Bayer Rabbi Motzei. Even when you did Bittel. No, that was the Takana. The Takana was that this is the way to take care of Bayer Rabbi Motzei. So the Rabbanan Nikachiev is a copy of the Deraisa Nikachiev. The Rabbanan Nikachiev was, this is the way to do the Deraisa. So this is Kasha. Rashi says, you have to do Bedika to take care of your Rabbi Motzei. Ferger Kasha, it's not true. Hello, you have to do Bedika when you did Bittel. You have to do Bedika when you did, took care of your Rabbi Motzei. You tell me, the whole time for Chashas, why is Rashi bringing it down? The third says, no. The Chashas are a Zaita Gazach. The Chashas are a technicality. You want to know why they picked this track over that track? Go break your head. You go find out. There's a Pnei Yeshua, and there's a Rav Avitanura, and there's a Ran, and there's a Rabbeinu Peretz, and maybe there's other Terutzim why they picked this track over that track. Maybe because of Shabbat Yom. Rashi's saying the truth. Rashi says one thing. Bedikas Chometz is Kidei Loi Lav Rabbi Rotze. That fact is true always. That's why you do Bedikas Chometz. You do Bedikas Chometz not to be over by Rabbi Rotze. That's the fracking and say, what do you mean? I'm chayav to do Bedikas Chometz even when I did Bittel, even when I took Kibayi Rav Matzei. Don't talk to Marshal. No. Marshal says, even when you did Bittel, what did Chazal say? Chazal came along and said, that's not the way to take Kibayi Rav Matzei. I answered a musical note for Rav Usher. He said, what does the Gemara say in the Dalam of the Beis? He said, the Gemara says, Midoraisa Bebittel Ba'al Masagi. Said Rav Asher, and what did Rabbanan say? It's not Sagi. What did the Rabbanan say? Midoraisa Bebittel Ba'al Masagi. And what did the Rabbanan say?
that it's not sagi, it's not enough to take care of your Rabba Matzeh by doing Bitra. You have to do Bedika. So the fact that Rashi lays down in the first Rashi in the Mishnah that the reason why you do Bedikas Chametz is because not taking care of your Rabba Matzeh. Fekar Kasha, what do you mean by I did Bitra? I took care of your Rabba Matzeh. No, it's not true. The Rabbanan said that this is the way to take care of your Rabba Matzeh. Who says such a pshat? Mashal says a first. So and now we have an Afkamin al Allah. What's an Afkamin al Allah will be if the Yom Tov, there's no Bayer Rabbi Matzah, you don't have to do Bidikas Chametz. Because I took care of Bayer Rabbi Matzah already. That's the emes of Pshat in Rashi. That's why, by the way, Rashi Luchal doesn't. I'm asking two kashas. One is, why does Rashi bring all the Pshashas? My Iker kasha on Rashi, and this is the headline of today. My Iker kasha on Rashi is Rashi is something which is not true. Rashi says Bayer Rabbi, the Bidikas take care of Bayer Rabbi Matzah. It's not true. You do Bidikim when you did Bintel. Alamai, all types of Pshashas, so that Rashi says so. There it is, no, it's true. You do Bidikas Chametz, not take care of Bayer Matzah. I eat the rice of the Gazach. That's what the Rabbanan said. The Rabbanan said, go back to that way of taking care of Bayer Matzah, because the other way is shaky. You want to know why the other way is shaky? Rashi doesn't have to address that. Well, that's a Zayt Gazach, that's a technicality. That's Emes Lamita Shal Torah. Now, who argues on all this? One second. Who argues on all this? Taisus. I have two Taisus on the Shitase. Niflamoid. First of all, Taisus Nafyur. This is Chavitikas Chometz even after Pesach, where there's no Bayer Rabbi Matzah. Who argues on this? Two Taisus. First of all, Taisus Nafyur Mevei says, Mefurash Chayav to do Chavitikas Chometz even after Pesach, where there's no Bayer Rabbi Matzah. That's one Taisus. I'd say to Taisus L'shitasa, I go, if in Niflis, Taisus Vayas. If the Taisus says that the reason why you do Chavitikas Chometz is Shami Yavalafla, what does Taisus ask? Taisus, we call Yisur and Shabbat Torah. All Yisur and Shabbat Torah don't have Bayer Rabbi Matzah. What's Taisus asking? Vaspek Taisus from all Yisur and Shabbat Torah. Taisus brings a whole shopping list of what? What is he talking about? None of them have Bayer Rabbi Matzah. If the Mashal is correct, that the whole Geder of Bedikas Chometz is just a way of taking care of Bayer Rabbi Matzah, and nothing more than that, what Taisus is asking for all these places, none of those places have Bayer Rabbi Matzah. Taisus L'shitasa and Afiram Ebeis. Two Taisus in L'shitasa. Taisus holds that the Gzera Shema Yavah L'achle is a new Gzera. Shema Yavah L'achle is a new Siba why I have to do Bedikas Chometz. You don't have to do Bedikas Chometz, take care of Bayer Rabbi Matzah. You took care of Bayer Rabbi Matzah already. Hello, I'm saying you two Taisus of Lashitase. One is Taisus says Yechayev Efti Yontif, and Taisus says had a tzadish, but have a Dikas Chometz. All these stories of Shabbat Torah. All these stories of Shabbat Torah don't have Bayer Matzah. All these stories of Shabbat don't have two tracks. The answer is Taisus of Lashitase is like this. Mitzad did the rise of Bayer Matzah. You can do Bittul. You did Bittul, we're done. Now there's a new thing. Why do you do Bedikas Chometz? Because Hashem Yavah Lachla. Hashem Yavah Lachla is a freestanding Siba to go to Bedikas Chometz. And that's why A, it could apply even if the Yom Tov is no Bayer Rabbi Matzah. And Saints, it could apply to all Yisroel Shabbat Torah. We have a massive machlekes over here between Rashi and Taisus. I once heard for Rav Asher, he said, so it's a different reading of the Gemara in the Talmud of Beis. And the Talmud of Beis, you can read the Gemara in two ways. Midrash a bit of Yalma Sagi, and the Chachamim required Chachamim. So according to Rashi, the Pshat is Midrabbanan, it's not Sagi. Midrabbanan, you have to do Vedika. And the other way of learning is no Midrash Midrama Sagi. And now there's a new Chiyam Drabbanan, because of Shabbat Yavah Achle, which has nothing to do with Vayir Rabbi Matzah at all. A world war between Rashi and Taisa. I want to show you today a Dover Nifla Mamish, a Nafkamina La Halacha, how this whole thing and everything I said the last few days dripped down. I'm going to show you the drone now. Take out the sheets that I bought you now. Drama passing, look inside. I'm going to show you Dover Nifla Mamish. I'm going to show you two nafkaminas lalach of all this raid, which is Mefurish Mamish. The Rambam passed into Perek Gimel halacha vav. Look inside. Hilchos Matzos. Look at Mori de Gomat, Mavel de Gazach. Kishavoy de Kachomitz Beleli Abba also, Ebi Yom Abba also, Ebi Teich Haregel, Mavarach Kredim Shiaskel, Livdek Baruch Ata Hashem Malakein Melech, Oilem Asher Kishon Vitzvei Tzvei Tzivon Abbi Yochomitz. Boy de Kumachafes Bechol Mekremish Amachnisim Lamechomitz Kumeish Abiyanu. In Baltic Laacha Haregel, Eina Mavarach. Listen to this Rambam. He's like the Hilik Rambam. Perikim Malach Avav. He holds like Taisus of Rashi. He holds like Taisus. La'achar Amoyed means you do a Bedikas Chometz even after Pesach. Says the Rambam, Mashak Nisach. If you do Bedikas Chometz during Yontif, you make a bracha. If you do Bedikas Chometz after Yontif, you don't make a bracha. Again, in the Machlekes Rashi Taisus and Avyurah Mebeis about do you do it after Yontif or not. He holds like Taisus. That you do Bedikas Chometz after Yontif means you have to do Bedikas Chometz. Not a voluntary thing. But you don't make a bracha. What about the Maisa? You have to do Bedikas Chometz, you don't have to do Bedikas Chometz. Why make a bracha? We don't matter a guy who didn't do Bedikas Chometz yet. No, it arrived at the Pesach, you don't do Bedikas anymore. So there's a Klein Chagrabachon, look at the next piece. In Kervit Shurim Oizmim Gimel, on that Taisus, Look at this. The Ainzum mitzvahs bedika, al the kamoisha baidik peres mitalayim. Says the Bachanan, that's not a mitzvah. It's a precautionary measure. Shema yovel achli, you might come to eat the chamashav and pesach. Now, bracha you don't make. First of all, the Bachanan is a moedik yedia. This Bachanan is an expression of everything we talked about the last few days. Why do you do the mitzvah? The Bachanan differentiates between a mitzvah and bedika stolayim. He says, look, during Pesach, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah, you have to make a bracha on. After Pesach, it's not Pesach anymore. Why do you make a bracha? You don't make a bracha. It's B'dikas Tolam. B'dikas Tolam is not a bracha. But what does he mean by B'dikas Tolam? What he means to say is that after Pesach, there's no by Rabbi Matzah. The reason why you're doing the B'dikas is Hashem Yav Alachle. Hashem Yav Alachle. Slowly. 1 minute. 1 second. 1 second. What's the Hezbollah, by the way? It's all a what you call it, no? It's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. What's the Chiluchi Yantav and after Yantav? Rabbanan doesn't explain it. Rabbanan says that after Yantav, it's for sure B'dikas Tolam. B'dikas Tolam doesn't do brachas. B'dikas Tolam is not a mitzvah. Lamed Rabbanan. B'dikas Tolam is not a mitzvah. It's B'dikas Tolam. It's a precautionary measure. You don't make a brach on it. Now, the obvious question is, and why did he differentiate between Yantav and after Yantav? What's the chiluk? So Yantav is also B'dikas Tolam. Why did Yantav do it after Yantav? He doesn't explain. Rabbanan expected the Eilam Abranovich, who were 12 years old, to understand, okay, by themselves, what the chiluk between Yantav and after Yantav is. What's the chiluk? Why if the other is a B'dikas Tolam? It means, again, the Rambam's passing like faces that you do B'dikas Tolam if the other, not like Rashi who says we're done. But the B'dikas, you don't make a bracha, it's not a bracha, because it's B'dikas Tolam, it's precautionary, it's not a mitzvah. Why not, by the way? Rambam doesn't explain. Look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav over here, in Baal Tanya, he says, a moivitik alam de shavart, which is a shlomit to everything I said today. Watch, look inside. Tof lamet hei siv dalet. I'm going to read it inside, because it's novel, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Over our color record, please look inside, let's learn it together. Learn a lumdish piece of Shulchan Aruch Rav inside together. Tof lamed hei siv dalet. Over our color record, v'lei v'odar kayim, liv v'gach ha-regel ha-or ha-ner, k'dei l'vayar, mino elam l'gamri. Kol chomet, sh'yimtzi v'krosi shu osir v'hano, mishu shu ovo ha-pesach, k'mo shi izbaras, v'in tof m'ches, it's chomet shu ovo ha-pesach. It means that Shulchan Aruch Rav is passing like faces, that you have to do b'dikas chomet after Pesach. In blei yivduk v'chav v'sachwa, v'yishloch v'shem mitzvim, v'yishkach v'yachlanu. Val b'dika shalach regel says the Shulchan Aruch Rav leivara klum. He says the same. What Bochanan said in 5 words, Shulchan Aruch Rav says in a whole paragraph, but he says lomdus. Look inside. You don't make a bracha. Why? Kehechi yivarech v'tzivanu al bir chametz or eichol chametz. How can you make a bracha? Asher kitzadu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu al bir chametz after Pesach. Right? When you're sitting there eating your pizza that you want in the raffle because you were in a rush to have the first pizza, your shake it's after Pesach, you couldn't wait. So your guy's sitting there eating his pizza after Yom Tov, right? And he's making a bracha, shake it, I'll be a chomet. How could that be? Umashe, humitsuvu, mechuyev, levar, chomet, zesha'ova, Pesach. Look at this. Ein ha'al mishum chash takolo. Shalayob alachloi. Aval habir hazeh mitzad atzmoi, ein boi mitzvah kol. There's no Bayer Rabbah Matzah after Pesach. I feel midivrei seifrim, not even midir rabbanim. Look at this. Al shenikra ayvra d'vechacham, shasol hasheizu, shol v'chichu, you're ayvra d'gzeiru, shem yavol achlei. But you're not ayvra Bayer Rabbah Matzah midir rabbanim, continues the Shulchan Aruch Rav and says. Av m'loi ha'yinu chayshishin shiyavol idei mechshol, em b'shiyazu mitzad atzmoi seka, no problem. L'kach en l'var chabirazu. Ma'ashe enkein, continues the Shulchan Aruch Rav and says, look inside. Look at this. Look at this now. Even if you did bittle, Chazal will go into that bittle doesn't help. Did you hear this? You hear the lesson of Shulchan Aruch Rav? What is the Gzeiro Chazal? Like a Beno Dovid and the Marshal, Bittul doesn't help. He didn't say the Chazal made a new Gzeira. The time you do it, everybody knows that Chazal said that Bittul doesn't help. Harry Chometzik, he will learn his battle. It's like he didn't do Bittul. Well, Avril, I'll buy Rabbi Motzi, but you're very safe from the Gami Shizor. Well, Chem Mivarach, of course you make a bracha. Nice and there. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and by the way, this is what Bukhan meant to say. Bukhan said in 5 words, but Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Tifalumbus. So Rabbi Bochanan, like Dr. Shulchan Aruch Rav and Rabbi Bochanan, and Rav Shach says this Baruchus Godel Aviyazvi, the same Torah. But they're saying it like this. On Yantav itself, this Tashbisu is Vayro. We'll call it Vayro. You're not allowed to chomets around. Nor Vos, Bittul takes care of it. Chazal, Mitaimim Yeduim, because it's Babust. And they said, Biddle doesn't help. That track's gone. You have to do this track. Zakta Shulchan Aruch Harav, everything that we're saying today. What's he saying? Zakta Shulchan Aruch Harav, that the gather of the Rabbanon was that Biddle's not a legitimate track to take care of Rabbi Motze. So what they say? That it's Midi Rabbanon, it's like you didn't do Biddle. It's Midi Rabbanon, you didn't take care of Bali Rabbi Motze yet. You want to know why they made it Zatakana? I said a whole shopping list at the beginning of today of four reasons why the Rabbanon made that. That brings out the power of now what I answered in Rashi. Why does the Rashi bring the shopping list? Because the shopping list is a reason why they said Biddle doesn't help. But the gather of the Rabbanon was, let's go back to the rise of the Gedinah by Rabbi Motze. So, of course, you make a bracha? It's a mitzvah? If the Yantar with his own by Rabbi Motze? So, what is it? It's a precautionary measure. It's nothing more than Tavayim, says Rabbi Hanan. Of course, you don't make a bracha. Now, this is a third cheetah. Why is it a third cheetah? This Rambam is a third cheetah. Why is it a third cheetah? It's a third cheetah. I'll explain. 1 second. Rashi holds, if the yontif, we don't touch it. Rashi says, lacham weid means till the night time. Rashi holds that all Chazal did was, like the Marshal said, we go back to Vayiro. If the yontif is not Vayiro, the ball game is over. Taisus is the other extreme. Taisus holds it's never Vayiro. Marshal, could Taisus hold this split of the Rambam here, make a bracha, here, don't make a bracha? Here's my litmus test of everything I said. Could Taisus hold of this shpal that on Yontif you make a bracha? Yes, you don't know. Because according to Taisus, it's always Shabbat Yavalach. It's never have anything to do with Bayer Rabbi Motze. How do I know that, by the way? Because Taisus asks Shemos of Achala than Klai Akarim. So here's the two extremes. According to Rashi, the Gedda the Rabbana was, go back to the Raisa. Peel a bit. I'll steal the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Chazal said, Bittel doesn't work. Bittel doesn't do the job. Go with that. So says Rashi, beautiful Zach. You know why you do with the Goshomet? Gedda the Rabbi Rabbi Motze. That's why you do Vidikas Chomets. You'll ask me, there's other ways of doing it? Chazal said, don't do the other ways. Rashi's beautiful. You want to know why did Chazal say don't do the other ways? That wasn't Rashi's agenda in the beginning of the parak. The Taisus holds the other extreme. Taisus holds, no, by what we took care of. There's a new plus the Xero, Koshemi Yavala Achlai. And that answer should have applied by all these Surah Shabbat Torah. Nothing to do by your own Motze. That's why it applies if the Yontif. But the din is, the Gemara says later on that we make a bracha, correct? Is about the according to Taisus, you make a bracha all the time. Why? Because you make a bracha, because it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said, go to Bidikas Chametz, it's a takana the Rabbanon, and on the Rabbanon, you make a bracha. So that's the other extreme. So according to Taisus, you always make a bracha. The Rambam is a mavel de kazach. A mavel de kazach. The Rambam is a combination shot. The Rambam says, Avadi chashe du Bidikas Efti Yantif, because the Shem Yavol Achloi. But the Rabbanon of Efti Yantif and the Rabbanon of Dri Yantif are two different zach, which have no shaykhs to each other. There's one Rabbanon which was a gather in the Deraisa. One Rabbanon was how to go about taking care of Bayi Rabbi Motze. That's a mitzvah Rabbanon. That's not a precautionary measure. That's not Bedikas Toloim. That's a gather in what your mitzvah is. Tifer gesagt. Bayi Rabbi Motze is mechayev a mitzvah Bedikas Chametz. You'll tell me there's another mitzvah? No, Chazal said this is the way to do the mitzvah. If the Yomtiv, that's already a precautionary measure. That's Shem Yom Alachloi. That's Toloim, says Rabbi Hanan. On that, you don't make a bracha. Now, you're asking the Kasha, where did the Rambam take this from? That there's two levels? It could be there's Mekaris to it. But where Rambam, now it's very interesting. I want to show you. Now, go back to the Rabbi Hanan that I printed you out. He says, a marvel de Kazach. So, Rabbi Hanan. And now that I have a Zah Rambam, I don't have to say any more that Rashi on Daf Yud holds that you don't do Bidiki after Yomtiv. Zok Rav Chanan, and now that I have a Zah Rambam who says that you do Bidikas Chometz after Yomtiv, but it's not the same Bidikas Chometz that you do during the Yomtiv, because one of them is the mitzvah Bidikas Chometz, and the other one is a precautionary measure. So could Rashi also agree to that? I Rashi says B'toy Chamoy, it means only till the night time, not after Yomtiv. Yeah, that's the mitzvah. Look at Bukhana inside the land of the Imkain, the second end of the paragraph, look inside. The Imkain, Efshar Shagam Rashi Sefer Kain. The Al Kain, the Rotz of the Farsh, HaMishnah Kain. He didn't want to learn the Mishnah like that. The Masisa Mashma, the Himitzis Vedika, Kumay, Baitik, Kumay. The Mishnah Mashma, it's all one thing. Before Moed, Achra Moed, Vetoicha Moed. So Rashi didn't want to learn that Lachra Moed means Echra Moed because it's a different Chiv. It's a Chiv that doesn't have a Brocha, it's a Talayim Chiv. So Rashi learned it. And the Mishnah doesn't fit in, because the Mishnah is a uniform stage, 1, 2, 3. But Lahalacha? Could it be? Moshal is a Gemara later on, we'll learn that for that sign, a guy on Yontif flying Chomet. You have to burn it, because the Shem Yavalot Leval Batish. That's not a takana, nothing to do with the Chiv of Bidikas Chomet. When a guy has Chomet in front of him, you have to get rid of it. It could be Rashi agrees, as Rav Chana. So Rav Shach says this also. There's no Raya anymore. Once we have a Zar Rambam who went ahead and split the Gedorim, Atkidei Kata, here you make a bracha, here you don't make a bracha, because here it's a gather of the mitzvah of Bidikas Chomet, and here it's now a precautionary measure. So maybe Ram Rashi agrees with that also. Does Rashi learn in the Mishnah? It can't be Pshat. I want to say one more Moiridik and Afkamina, which brings this out. I once told this in Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, Moiridik and Afkamina. Another Afkamina of this raid. Simin Tof Lamed Hey, Sifkot Hey, Mishabura. Simin Tof Lamed Hey, Sifkot Hey, the Mishabura brings down, Machlekes with the Margaret Avram, the following story. Simin Tof Lamed Hey, Sifkot Hey, you can look it up tonight in Mishabura. Tof Lamed Hey, Sifkot Hey, look at Mishabura like this. Interesting story. A guy, Erev Yontev, did Bidika and Bittel, Kitvas V'Kitin, made a bracha, he did Bidika, he said, Kochamira, everything's fine. On Yontev, he found Chometz in his house. I have to get rid of it. Shtel's the Mishnah Brura, Sofik, do you have to make a new bracha? Do you have to make a new bracha? Mishnah Brura means a Sofik for the Morgan Avram, a guy who did Bidika and Bittel and Erev Yontev, and he made a bracha, and then he found Chometz on Yontev. And he has to burn it. Does he have to make a new bracha of Albir Chometz? New Chometz. Mishnah Brura brings a suffix. Zaki Mishnah Brura, maybe you don't have to make. Zaki Mishnah Brura, why? Because the bracha that you made on Erev Yontif covers all the Chometz you'll find during Yontif. That's a Lashon of Mishnah Brura and Simin Tof Lamed Hesef Kohen Hey. That Efshe, the bracha that you made Erev Yontif covers all the Chometz in the Bir Chometz, not just what you did Erev Yontif, everything. I say Zaki Mishnah Brura. I was thinking of the fee of this raid. I have a different reason why you don't make a bracha. And I saw before I came now, I saw Shach says this also. I have a different reason why you don't make a bracha. I'll tell you why. But like once we have a Rambam and a Rav Chanan and a Shulchan Aruch Rav who taught us that the only time you make a bracha is when the B'dikas Chometz is a mitzvah, which is the mitzvah, but not because stamp proportions. I want to say a Dov and Nifla. This that we said, that the Chiyah B'dikas Chometz is, this is the way to do the device, that's called when you didn't do B'dika. I want to say Dov and Nifla. What about a guy who's a Tzadik Yisoid Olam? He did both tracks. He did Bittel and he did B'dika. He did what he needed to do. By the way, I'll hear on in Olam D'Shoif, and he did what he needed to do that we learned yesterday, that if you would find Chometz, it's not Olam HaFreya. He did what he needed to do. Now the guy found Chometz on Pesach, he has to get rid of it. This that he gets rid of it, is the takana B'dikas Chometz? Or it's a new Shemir Yavalachlai? You might eat it, so get rid of it. There it's a no-brainer you don't make a bracha. So here it depends. According to Tosfos, a Heretz Chaim, you should make a bracha. According to Tosfos, you're always doing it because of Shemir Yavalachlai and still you make a bracha. Zogdik Mishnah Brura, maybe you make a bracha. But according to Rashi, that the reason why B'dikas Chometz is not because of Shemir Yavalachlai. B'dikas Chometz is that this is the way to go be Mekayim, the mitzvah deraisa. And that's why you make a bracha, because you're doing the mitzvah. That's in a case where I didn't do both. So I say, what happens if I did B'dika and I did Bittel? I was yet to the mitzvah of Mahadran. So why now, this chometz in front of me, do I have to get rid of? Because it's Shemir Avalachli, chometz ayam. But that's Tolayim. That's precaution. That's not a mitzvah. You have chometz in front of you, go get rid of it. You might come to eat it. That's the Ram. That's like Efti Yontif. It's just like by Efti Yontif, the Rambam says you don't make a bracha because Efti Yontif, the Bayura is over and you're just doing it because of Shem Yavalach. Like, stop because of Shem Yavalach, you don't make brachas. That's precautionary measures. It's like B'dikas Tolayim. Is if I find Chametz on Pesach, then I did a B'dikah and a Bittel to the house. I was Mikayim the Mitzvah. I did what I needed to do. I'm saying Anachim Yavalach. I won't be over the Mafreya. And I found Chametz. I'm not have to get rid of it because of Shem Yavalach. Shem Yavalach alone is not enough to go make a bracha. So I have a new reason why you're not going to make a bracha when you found the chometz. Mishnah Brura handles the bracha wrong. Maybe the bracha covers you. It doesn't cover you. I don't need to come on to that. I did the mitzvah already. Every time you do b'dikas chometz, that depends on Tosfos and Rashi. According to Tosfos, where every time the reason why you're doing b'dikas chometz is only because of Shem Yavalachlai, and still you make a bracha, so then I can hear very shtak ratzad. When you find chometz on Pesach, go make a bracha. But according to Rashi, that we learned in the Marshal, and we learned over in the Rambam, and we learned over Rav Chanan, and we learned over in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that the reason why you're doing Bedika is not because of Shem Yavalachli. You're doing Bedika because that's the way to take care of Bayi Rav Matzeh. That's the way to take care of Bayi Rav Matzeh. And Chazal just said, the Bittul doesn't work, there's all types of reasons, the time might you do them. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch Harav also doesn't bother bringing it down. So Rashi also doesn't have to bring it down. He doesn't bring it down. So if that's together, so then that's only when I have the mitzvah. What happens if I have a Shema Yovel Achle Dika Tafa Isser? There's all types of cases that we know. There's all types of cases that come up where a guy did Bedika, but he has to get rid of it. Who says I have to make a bracha on that? Maybe there's a double posh. That's such a thing. You won't make a bracha. That would be a huge nafkamina between what the gather of the mitzvah the Rabbanan is and why do you make a bracha over here and not over there. At tonight, Yemitz Hashem, we will restart exclusively for this year our Vad on Mesil Sashar. We're going to start again from the beginning of the Sefer at 11:15 upstairs.